It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And I would invite you to take your Bible at this time and turn to 2 Kings chapter 6, 15 through 23. And from there we're going to begin a study of the prophet Elisha. Now before we do, in the last study we were winding up a series of lessons on the prophet Elijah. Now that's two different prophets, one called Elijah and the one that followed him called Elisha. But at the end of this Sunday school lesson on Elijah, this was a lesson that E.A. Elam had written for the Sunday schools of April the 13th, 1924, there's this poem. And I'd like to read this poem to you. It says, "Just as God leads, I onward go, oft amid thorns and briars keen. God does not yet his guidance show, but in the end it shall be seen how by a loving Father's will, faithful and true, he leads me still." And then this, "Whene'er a noble deed is wrought, whene'er is spoken a noble thought, our hearts in glad surprise to higher levels rise." From the notes it appears that these rhymes were given to us by Longfellow. But now we're going to turn to our Bible text. 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 15 through 23. Before we go there, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now we're going to start on a lesson entitled, Elisha, Teacher and Statesman. The lesson plan we will follow was that which was given to us by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of April the 20th, 1924. And I'll begin reading now. It's 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 15. "And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host with horses and chariots was round about the city. And the servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Jehovah, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And Jehovah opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto Jehovah and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom ye seek. And he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were coming to Samaria, that Elisha said, Jehovah, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And Jehovah opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha when he saw them, My father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldest thou smite those thou hast taken captive with the sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And he prepared a great provision for them. When they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. And the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel." The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Romans chapter 12 and verse 21. "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." The devotional reading is the 34th Psalm. It has this inscription, a Psalm of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. Now here is the psalm. I will bless Jehovah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in Jehovah. The meek shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify Jehovah with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought Jehovah, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were radiant. Their faces were never confounded. This poor man cried, and Jehovah heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of Jehovah encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that Jehovah is good. Blessed is the man that taketh refuge in him. Oh, fear Jehovah, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Jehovah shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of Jehovah. What man is he that desireth life, and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Jehovah are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of Jehovah is against them that do evil, to cut the remembrance of them off from the earth. The righteous cried, and Jehovah heard, and delivered them out of all their troubles. Jehovah is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as are of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Jehovah delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be condemned. Jehovah redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that take refuge in him shall be condemned. For this lesson on Elijah the teacher and statesman, we read about these places, Dothan and Samaria. And so we have some geographical notes. Samaria was built by Omri and made the capital of the kingdom of Israel. It was in the country of Samaria. Dothan was a small place, 10 miles north of Samaria and about 13 miles north of Shechem. It was the place to which Joseph's brethren had gone when he sought them at Shechem, and near where they sold him. Syria was a country north of Palestine, reaching from Mount Tara south to Tyre, and from the Mediterranean to the river Tigris. Damascus was its capital. Now, in the introduction, we begin with Elisha and how Elisha became a prophet. All the wonderful works of Elisha cannot be studied in this lesson. We can learn them by reading the lesson connections. Let us learn from Elisha's works as well as of those of Christ and of the apostles that faith, in order to lead to the blessings of God, must be manifested. Elisha is called the man of God in verse 8 of this chapter because God's will was revealed through him. He was God's representative to the people. Now we read something of disobedience and punishment. The king of Syria was Ben-Hadad II. The king of Israel at this time was Jehoram. The king of Syria was warring against Israel. At this time, the Syrians were making incursions into the kingdom of Israel, carrying away grain, cattle, and captives, 2 Kings chapter 5 and verse 2. They were making repeated attacks upon Israel. These God had raised up as adversaries to chastise Israel, 1 Kings 11:14. Had Israel obeyed God and been faithful in his service, they would have dwelt in peace and safety in their land, and God would have given them victory over their enemies. But disobedience and idolatry, and through that disobedience and idolatry, they were weak and became a prey to their adversaries. In times of sin, disobedient, and affliction, God sent them prophets, rising up early and sending them to warn them against sin and to point out the punishment thus connected with the punishment and disobedience and the blessings with obedience, and all things written for our warning and encouragement and our salvation. Let me read to you from the prophets. We read in Jeremiah chapter 24 and verse chapter 25 and verse 4. Jehovah hath sent unto you all his servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened nor inclined your ear to hear. Jeremiah 26, verses 4 through 6. Thus saith Jehovah, if ye will not hearken to me to walk in my law which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I send to you, even rising up early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, then will I make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. In Jeremiah 29 and verse 19 we read, because they have not hearkened to my words, saith Jehovah, wherewith I sent unto them my prophets, my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but ye would not hear, saith Jehovah. And so these things about these prophets and about Israel's rejection of their words, they're written for our warning, they're written for our encouragement, and they're written for our salvation. Romans chapter 15 and verse 4 says, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and through comfort of the Scriptures we might have hope. And in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 13, we read, for I would not, brethren, have you ignorant, that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual food, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of a spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Howbeit with most of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters as some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us make trial of the Lord, as some of them made trial, and perished by the serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them murmured, and perished by the destroyer. Now these things happened unto them by way of example, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Thou hath no temptation taken you, but such as man can bear. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. The king of Syria took counsel with his officers and determined, according to their best military tactics, where it would be best in camp. And so we come to part three of this lesson, where Elisha saved Israel. When the king of Syria would determine on a certain movement, Elisha, by inspiration, knew it at once and would send word to the king of Israel, warning him either to avoid the place or to protect it against attack, for thither the Syrians are coming down. Thus the king of Israel anticipated every move of the enemy and was prepared to meet him. Therefore the king of Israel sent to the place where the man of God told him and warned him of, and he saved himself there, not once or twice, but many times. We'll continue with the next lesson.